Species Problem by Richard William Nelson. Species and natural selection are the two most common key terms Charles Darwin uses throughout his book entitled The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Surprisingly, however, neither species nor natural selection, the key terms of the book, are defined in the glossary. This is recognized as the species problem. Defining species became one of Darwin's great challenges. Darwin recognized that among naturalists of the day, the term species did not have a consistent definition. Darwin acknowledged what was accepted at the time. No one definition has satisfied all naturalists, yet every naturalist knows vaguely what he means when he speaks of a species. Generally, the term includes the unknown element of a distinct act of creation. Species test. Unlike Newton, who was able to measure and test the laws of gravity, there is no accepted means to test what defines a species. As Darwin explains, is no possible test but individual opinion to determine which of them shall be considered as species and which as varieties. In the pursuit for a definition, Darwin suggested that as a variety begins to exceed the number of the parent species, the new variety becomes a new species. If a variety were to flourish so as to exceed in numbers the parent species, it would then rank as the species. In other words, species was simply a numbers game. Darwin's numbers approach, however, was never seriously taken even by Darwin himself. After 150 years, the problem of defining species has not been resolved and is now known as the long-standing species problem. Jody Hay of Rutgers University wrote in Trends in Ecology and Evolution, 2001. The species problem is the long-standing failure of biologists to agree on how we should identify species and how we should define the word species. The innumerable attacks on the problem have turned the often repeated question, "What are species?" into a philosophical conundrum. Massimo Pigliucci, professor of ecology and evolution at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, noted in BioEssays, 2003. First, the species problem is not primarily an empirical one, but it is rather fraught with philosophical questions that require, but cannot be settled by, empirical evidence. The term species, therefore, is philosophical, not scientific. Like the term, the origin of species is just one long argument not supported by scientific evidence. Darwin concedes. We have seen that there is no infallible criterion by which to distinguish species and well-marked varieties. Today, known evidence remains compatible with the following definition of species that Darwin long endeavored to eliminate. Generally, the term species includes the unknown element of a distinct act of creation. Genesis. The Genesis account continues to be an accurate predictor of valid scientific theories. As Swedish botanist, physician, and zoologist, Carolus Linnaeus, 1707-1778, explains. I saw the infinite, all-knowing, and all-powerful God from behind. I followed his footsteps over nature's fields and saw everywhere an eternal wisdom and power, an inscrutable perfection. Now, more than a century since the publication of The Origin of Species, the term species is increasingly recognized as a distinct act of creation.